Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I did me of the Pistons before they broke through.
Yeah, I mean, JB kind of hit it right on the head there, as you expect the head coach would. It was just a matter of inconsistency throughout the entire game, but especially, and what did we talk about yesterday? That, like, they're going to have to be a team that plays defense for 82 games.
Four quarters of 82 games.
Yeah, and they just didn't do it yesterday. And then the other thing is, we said all the things yesterday that they were going to need to do to be, whether it was, you know, what were you, 56 wins, I was at 59 wins, or no, sorry, 46 wins, I was at 49 wins. Wow, I added a
10 whole
digit
wins
in the wrong spot. but it's, you're going to have to get more from Cade. And it wasn't that he was bad, but you need more from him in the final 4 to 5 minutes of the game. It shouldn't all have to rest on him, but when you need things to happen, that's who you look to. And I mean, his numbers were fine, but the only one that matters is the win and the loss, and they didn't play enough defense, and you just didn't get enough from the guys that you got to get it from.
They didn't do anything well. Like, I'm not sure that there's a big positive to take out of this game other than it's only one game and it only counts for one game. But, John, they didn't shoot well from three. Duncan Robinson's supposed to replace Malik Beasley, and he didn't make a single three-point shot in the game, mm-hmm. right? So, all right, I don't have my floor spacing. My offense kind of gets bogged down. Defensive effort wasn't there. They got doubled up on the glass in the first half. I mean, rebounding, a lot of that's effort. I don't think there was anything really to sell as a positive. Cade Cunningham down the stretch, you're right. I think he missed three of his four final shots of the game, including, I don't like the last shot he took. He didn't have to rush it.
Right.
And that's the play they get coming out of the inbound. There's no screen. There's no action. It's just Cade dribble, dribble, step back, contested three. Well, of course he missed it. It's a low percentage shot. And then Tobias Harris has to fling something up, panicking. I didn't take any positives out of that game.
No, and I mean, it's. I thought that was kind of the one that you really kind of had to have, because now you're at Houston, you got Boston, Cleveland, Orlando. It's not an easy path to start. Not that they're going to go over, but if they play like that last night, which of those games do you think they win?
None of them.
Right.
They won't win very many games if they play that way.
Yeah.
So, I guess I would, a positive would be, I liked Isaiah Stewart. I think some of his minutes were productive minutes. He ended up playing down the stretch, the crunch time lineup. Ron Holland had a mini 5-point run of his own playing in crunch time with Asar Thompson. But for the most part, like, all the critical benchmarks of who they need to be, right? Cade is a closer, consistent defensive effort, some kind of floor spacing. They got none of it.
And Jalen Durden was out early with the two fouls.
Yeah, he didn't have a nice night at all. So you had that at 8 o'clock, right? The Pistons taking center stage.
Yeah.
At the same time, I'm keeping an eye on the Red Wings. I mean, I want to see what they look like. They get their 5-game win streak snapped by the worst franchise in hockey, the Buffalo Sabres, playing a goalie in his very first NHL game, his NHL debut.
Yeah, and you had breakaways. Like, you had...
Kasper had one.
Yeah, didn't Dil Larko have one as well?
Yeah, they had some chances.
So, but... You're not going to win them all.
You're not going to win
it
them
just
all.
Was a last night was just a bummer because it was the excitement of the Pistons starting and you thought, okay, well, and there's no rivalry right now with the Bulls, but it kind of was like, well, it's cool, right? You're starting in Chicago and it just was meh. You know, and obviously, you know, and even less than that because you end up losing. And then you're like, well, maybe the Wings can save the night. And that was meh.
Yeah, they didn't do themselves any favors by starting the game in the penalty box. I mean, they're getting outshot heavy early in that game. You couldn't even apply pressure to a goalie who may have had some jitters, right? May have not been locked in, ready for the moment. Instead, he gets to settle in nice and easy as the puck is in the other end. And the Wings scored the first goal in the game, but Buffalo controlled it from the start and responded with a couple big goals of their own, some defensive lapses for Detroit. The penalty kill, which had been so good, it wasn't going to bat 1,000. No. They killed the first three penalties. They didn't kill the fourth. So, I mean, the Wings, no, there's no reason to freak out after a loss. But this is what reality is going to be like when you go on the road and you play some back-to-backs. And I thought Yzerman made a great point yesterday with us that now McClellan doesn't get to set his lines when they go on the road. Right. So it's one thing to go, hey, I've got my curated spots, right? I can set my young guys up in advantageous positions, offensive zone faceoffs versus defensive zone faceoffs, trying to get good matchups when the other team deploys some of their worst combinations, their third line or something. You don't get to do that on the road, and they're going to hit the road a lot in the next couple weeks here for Detroit. So we're about to find out just how real this start is from the hockey team.
You know, I wanted them to just get at least 2 points out of these four on this back-to-back roadie against Buffalo and the Islanders, who are you're supposed to be better than, right?
Yes.
So now you've put yourself in a corner here, and I that's why I'm not – you don't freak out about last night. We group games together like this, much like the Tigers do with AJ, and about winning series to a degree.
Yeah,
like if you can go on the road and split point-wise, potential point-wise, you know, so get 2 out of 4 points. 3 would be a nice thing.
Yeah.
That's out of the equation now. But that's how you build points throughout a season, much like building wins in baseball by winning series and things like that. So just a little disappointed. And the fact that, you know, they had it 2-2 after one and just couldn't find that back of the net against a goalie playing his first game in the NHL.
Colton Ellis, yeah.
And it's so we know the response from Todd McClellan after the first game. Now, this performance doesn't require that response, but I am curious as to how he will get the team to respond. Where you've got to, you know, hey, you're back in the saddle tonight. Like, you don't, and maybe that's a really good thing is that this team doesn't have to sit there and wallow around for a day and think about the things that went wrong and maybe some opportunities they didn't take. Hey, they're right back on the bike, and they're should be rolling tonight. And how does Todd McClellan get this team to respond when it's not just fire and brimstone, but it's midseason?
Right, it's back to work.
But getting 0 points against these two teams totally takes away from your start.
It takes the wind out of the sails. Now, look, it doesn't take away division wins. Like, winning those games against division opponents early in the year matters, and quite honestly matters a lot. But you're right. It's about to get bumpier just in terms of a schedule. So you get a back-to-back on the road here. Saturday they come home, and then they're gone for a while.
Yeah.
They go at St. Louis, at L.A., at Anaheim, at San Jose, at Vegas. It's November 7th the next time they're home after this Saturday. So there's a stretch where they're going to really hit the road. And while those aren't Stanley Cup teams, Vegas is really the only one in there. It is a test for this team to go on the road with young hockey players and see if they can keep any momentum.
Oh, sure. And that's why I'm looking at tonight is how are they going to respond? What is going to be the response from McClellan? What's going to be a response from the vets? Because they're the ones that have experienced moments like this. This is a first for all the young guys.
Which loss last night was more disappointing to you?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Well, it's funny you asked this question because I went to bed last night kind of asking myself the same thing. And it was disappointing to lose to Buffalo because it's Buffalo, right?
Right.
And you, like, you never chalk them up as wins. But I thought that was going to be, of the two, I could count more on that. So maybe I say that. But then I was thinking, the Bulls, and you're coming off a 44 win season, and everybody wants to see what's the next step for Cade, and what's Duncan Robinson going to do, especially, you know, for me and for U of M fans. Hey, okay, he's back. Like, okay, let's see something. And then nothing.
I'll give you my answer, and it may surprise you. It's not the Red Wings. I was more disappointed in the Pistons, just because that's your first impression to people. Yeah. And everybody's got a lot of buzz and a lot of excitement, and
I don't know, maybe because the Wings season started the way it was, and that was the first impression. So I'm kind of maybe tempered
teams,
a little bit.
Have you noticed this? Every single one of our teams lost their opener.
Yeah. Not pretty either. 5-1 Wings. Lions lost 27-13.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even that close.
Got dominated.
And then last night, the Pistons, I mean.
Yeah, the Tigers lost their first game,
too. At least they made a great comeback. Down 23.
So my answer is the Red Wings.
Okay.
And it's not even close. This is the games they lose the last few years. I know wasn't there a 6-5 game they lost last year? That Kosa, I think, played in that game. He came in. I'm so sick of them losing to teams like this, or not at least getting a point. You know, get an OT loss, you stack up a point.
Right, but aren't there higher expectations for the Pistons than the Red Wings at this point?
Yes, there are. But to me, the overreaction to the first game is so large usually in sports for any team. And
it's just easy to dismiss is what you're
saying. Go around the league last night. Like, I noticed that the Raptors won by 20 in Atlanta. They scored 138. Atlanta's supposed to be kind of this sneaky potential sleeper in the East. And so
I don't think the Pistons game is indicative of the season they're about to have, but it is disappointing given the expectations that none of the things we can count on showed up.
But I also think there's a little bit of confidence in what we've lived, right? It was the Wings, you know, absolutely, you know, laying an egg in their opener. The Lions certainly laid an egg in their opener, but we've seen teams that can respond. Yeah. So we kind of are conditioned with, okay, but... And now we got to see what the butt is for the Pistons.
Pistons started 0-4 last year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm just like, whoa.
No, but I'm not making...
They're not going to shoot 29% from three every game.
I'm just saying, on a night, as the night ended, as John put it, as you put your head on the pillow, which performance that night, not forecasting what it means for the rest of the season. You're right. The Wings can't lose a game in Buffalo to that team and be the team they want to be. But I'm just saying, in the moment that night, which performance was more disappointing? I was more disappointed in the Pistons. They were down early. They were down from the jump. They didn't play any defense. Their star player didn't clutch it at the end of the game. None of the shooters they brought in contributed. Like, just as that performance set in as the night ended, I was more disappointed in the Pistons.
And I think you'd probably have to look at it and go, which one were you watching? Which one would you turn off first?
You turn off the Pistons first.
Yeah, you would at least change the channel. And think, at least I can go watch the Pistons. Or, I mean, the Wings. So I would probably agree with you. For me, it was the Pistons just because it was down 23. You're like, screw this. Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, and then the Wings game ended enough time to hone in for the fourth quarter. So you get to see a little bit of a run there and force a tie game. But the end leaves you feeling like, well, too little too late. That's kind of what JB said.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.